third perek of Oilus, fourth Mishnah. We ended the last Mishnah of this concept of the hair and teeth and nails of a dead person is considered part of the person in respect to bringing tuma in or out of the house. There's a dead person outside of the house, but his hair is going inside the house. But by his tummy, since the house is mile on the hair, that's considered mile on this one big unit, which is the hair plus the body. If there's a bone that has a kazayis abosa, so kazayis abosa is enough to be matama. The etzim is not enough to be matama, but oihel. Hichnas miksosay b'fnim, abayis ma'alal of tumah. The same thing, it's a yad l'tumah, it's a handle like for the tumah, and therefore, even though the bone is the only part of this limb that's in the house, but it's, since it's a mile on the bone, it's considered that it's a mile in this unit that contains a kazayis of flesh, which is matama of the house. Here, you don't have one chatzizayis, one full zayis together, but you have two bones, and each one is a handle of only a half a gazayis, which is not enough to be the time of the house. Here's a chiddush, that even though this is a handle, a yad, extension of less than a kazayis, still since some total we have a handle for a full kazayis, it is mitzdaif. Yeah, this is like the Rabbanan that we will see later. But if it was not a natural handle, it was just a piece of meat that was on a skewer, then even though the skewer is inside, it's not matam of the house. It has to be a natural chibur, not a man-made chibur.